Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fastest week of your life. It is Thursday morning. One day away from the holiday weekend. I hope you mowed yesterday, Mr. Morey. I hope you mowed.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Didn't mow yesterday. You better mow today because you ain't mowing until next Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the weather forecast after today, you're socked in until Thursday of next week, or Wednesday, I guess you could say, of next week. But by the time it dries out, you got a week.
Your next mow will be in June.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting really close to that next mow being in June. But again, as you know, as we get older, we always say we need the rain. And so in 2 weeks from now, when it's hot and humid and it's never raining, we're going to be like, man, I wish we could have some rain. And so you got the opportunity to get it in and taken care of. Take care of that lawn today, because after that, forget about it. Rain.
Forget about
weekend.
It.
Weekend.
Get about it. Whew. You guys get enough sleep last night?
I did not, and I'm pissed about it. I'll be honest with you. If I'm going to stay up late, you better win the damn game, okay?
Oh, boy.
I mean, what a colossal choke job last night by them. But this has been the Pacers' MO in the playoffs. They fall behind. They get behind big. They fall behind with 30 seconds left, and they win every game.
I mean,
it's kind of what they do. And, like, if you thought this thing was over with, you know, a minute and a half to go and up 14, you were sorely mistaken last night. And it was a beautiful game. And I mean, you know, Ben Maller texted me last night the greatest line that I can use: great theater. There was great theater last night for sports. If you are a sports fan, again, you don't have to be an NBA fan, because I am not an NBA fan, but that was great theater last night, man. What, you couldn't have asked for a better sporting event.
Not very many moments in my later adult life do I legit shoot out of bed. Watching that, relaxed, windows open, cool, brisk night, you know, fans are on, starting to kind of get down low into the night. Boom, that shot hits, goes 50 feet in the air, comes right back down, choke signal. But wait, was it a three? It was not. It was a two. I mean, what an absolute insane, insane fourth quarter that was.
It was wild, and you're right about the popping up out of bed moments, because I had a couple of those yesterday during that game. The way that thing started, by the way, that was a track meet at the beginning. That was wildly entertaining in the first quarter of that game, right? We don't even need to do the Western Conference Finals. Nobody cares about that turd fest compared to what we saw last night. I mean, both teams came out. Nobody was missing shots. It was an unbelievable display in the first quarter, and it was back and forth and back and forth. You're like, wow. And there was a lot of those wow moments during the first quarter, during the first half, during, you know, the entire game last night. And when he hit that shot and did the choke signal, I was like, a little premature on that, trying to do Reggie Miller to Reggie Miller at that point in time. You got to make sure you hit that shot and go ahead and win. But, I mean, at that point in time, you knew, and I felt anyway, the Knicks are going to overtime. They're not going to win this game. And you get that shot to go in like Halliburton did. It bounced up at the top of the roof, comes back down, goes in. I'm like, damn, man. I guess the basketball gods are in favor of Indiana for this one. And the call by Kevin Harlan, how quiet the Garden got. Would imagine if you were sitting as high as Chuck and the boys were last night, which, by the way, could they hang that booth from the roof last night? Like, I mean, could you have gotten any higher? They were like legitimately, we're in the building. We didn't say we were hanging from a platform that was attached to the roof.
We've got drones holding us up right now.
There's a lot of weight up there, too. Shaq, Chuck, Draymond.
I mean, my God, I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, this thing's going to collapse. I mean, it was like you hung onto the roof with, like, I don't know what, like cables or something. Like, how did they get these guys up on this thing?
It's actually what the ball hit when it went up.
Yeah, but that's what it did. Like, Shaq tried to wave at the ball as it kind of went up there. But, I mean, it was incredible. It was unbelievable to watch that game last night and be totally thrilled with, like, a performance of just sport, man. Like, that's just, like, that's why we love sports, because you watch games like that have just action from start to finish, twists and turns, plots, subplots, everything. And then he hits that shot, the Garden goes silent, and those guys up top heard Kevin Harlan's call. How quiet that building got last night.
That shot made it, according to NBA Central, NBA teams were 0-970 in the playoffs over the last 27 years, mm-hmm, when trailing by 14 or more points with under 250 left in regulation. Tonight, or last night, made it 1-970.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Remarkable. No, it is unreal. And that's not a hyperbolic term to use at all for what that game was last night. We like to say, oh, that's unreal. That's unreal. That's unreal. But I mean, like, that was unreal. That never happened before. Like, since 1998, I think, is the year that dates back to. And it's wild, man. It's crazy to see something like that happen. And I was thinking about this last night. Give me, like, the Chiefs losing in the Super Bowl the way that they did, 24-0. At halftime, you knew it was over. You could kind of go about your day. I lost 2 hours of sleep waiting for that game to be over last night, thinking the team I'm rooting for is going to win, and they didn't. And that's worse than losing and getting your ass kicked in a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Losing like that sucks, man. Getting your ass kicked, yeah, you can kind of prepare for it, just like, you know, who Oklahoma City beat the other night or however that game played out. You got your ass kicked, move along, and figure out what goes on in game two. Last night, man, boy, that is a drainer, man.
I hope Joel Embiid wasn't watching that game, because that probably gave him flashbacks to when Kawhi hit that bouncer that went in. That was, what, game six?
It was to win the series, so it was
Eastern
either game
Conference
six
Finals
or game
too,
seven.
Wasn't it?
No, it was the semifinals. Yeah, okay. Embiid's never made an Eastern
Conference
Finals.
He's never made an Eastern Conference Finals.
Never made an
ECF. Trust the process, baby. Trust that dang process.
Yeah, the Knicks had a 99.7% chance to win that game.
But they didn't have a 100% chance to win that game. No. I mean, it's the 13-second game. We've seen some remarkable stuff, and I mean, that's kind of the 13-second. I still think the 13-second game is more remarkable than that one, because it's 13 seconds, and it's football, and it's crazy, and it's wild, and all that kind of stuff. And it's hard to do that. That was a minute and 35 seconds that, you know, they had left on the clock. A couple of 3-point shots. That Naismith guy,
Aaron Naismith, that
guy is draining 3-point shots and stealing the heart from Knicks fans, just like the real Naismith stole basketball from Lambert Will and claimed it as his own. I mean, so that Naismith guy, man, 6-for-6 or whatever it was in the fourth quarter last night. I mean, everybody's going to talk about that Halliburton shot, but that guy was on fire. I don't know that I've seen anybody more efficient at their job in sports this side of Patrick Mahomes. Like, that guy was in the fourth quarter last night. That guy's still draining shots.
I think he was 4-for-4, and the Pacers were 6-for-6. When it was
is that what it was? He was four for four.
I know he hit 5 straight.
I thought he was 6-for-6 at one point.
He was 8-for-9 on the night.
Yeah,
he hit 5 straight in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
the team hit 6 straight threes.
It was
just unbelievable.
He was wild, man. It was crazy.
Curry came into his body. It was very weird.
Better than that, maybe. I mean, it was like he was hitting from all over the floor, fadeaways, falling down, shooting from out of the rafters. Like, it didn't matter where he shot it from on the floor. That thing was going in. I mean, I've never seen somebody that unconscious before, just banging down shot after shot after shot after shot like that. Even with guys in his face.
And then Brunson had some slippery fingers in the end.
He did.
He was turning the ball over a couple times. And they got lucky with the Josh Hart play. The inbounds, he tried to give him the lead.
Very lucky.
Hart
slips. My goodness, right? You thought you saved the game on a play like that, but nope, did not.
Looks like the lights got a little bright in the Garden for the guys that host the Garden.
They did.
Well, and I mean,
but give me 6 more of those.
Oh, please,
I'll take 6 more.
Please.
You can go ahead and get this other one over with, but six more of those, and I'm good.
And that's what the people want, man. Yes. That's it's TNT. We have drama, right? And they do. I mean, this is a dramatically filled series. But I think last night, and I'll just go on record and say it right now, the series is over. The Knicks aren't going to win this thing. That's a gut punch. Just like I kind of thought with Boston. You know, you blow a 20-point lead twice. It's going to be very tough to come back. That's a psyche, you know, mind F right there. You blow a game like that, that's not a physical thing. That becomes a mental thing. And then you hear them after the game, which is some of the dumbest stuff that I've ever heard an athlete say. Well, we let up on the gas. How could you let up on the gas when you just finished a series where you were down 20 in two consecutive games and came back and won? Like, how stupid are you? I'm being serious about that. You are a stupid moron if you gave up in that game last night and took the foot off the pedal after playing a series prior where you were down 20 in two games on the road and came back and won, and then you're up 14 with a minute and a half to go. You're like, yeah, we kind of took our foot off the gas a little bit last night. How ignorant are you? Like, you are a complete fool to play that style of sports, man. The minute you give a professional athlete a little bit of a leeway to go out there and dominate and they take advantage of it, they're not going to stop. The Knicks are dumb. They deserve to lose that series for letting off the gas, especially after having that experience a week ago.
Game two Friday night.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Game two Friday night at 7. So can't wait for that.
Nice.
Bob sent us a debate yesterday. And you guys are all on the same side except for me and Jen.
Yeah, I think it's you and Jen versus me and Mac on this one. And I'd like to know where the audience stands on this. And so we were talking last night. I said, oh, I forgot to pack a pair of underwear for the gym or whatever, you know? And she goes, okay, wait. And I go, yeah, I usually just take the pair that I wore the day before, throw it in the gym bag, work out in it, and done, and not waste a pair of underwear. And my wife thought that was the most disgusting thing ever. I'm like, these are normal, like, everyday underwear that I just wear. I didn't sweat in them. They were just around the house or at work or something like that. In order to save a pair of drawers, I throw that pair into the gym bag. The next day, I work out in that pair, putting on a clean pair the next morning, and then putting them on when I'm done with the gym. And she's like, that is the most disgusting thing that I've ever heard. And Mac's like, I don't think so. And he's on my side. What the hell's it matter what kind of underwear you work out in?
I think this is efficient. I think it's great. You just sat around and some...
Well, you didn't just sit around. You probably dropped a few guts. Probably let some air out. There's some fecal matter getting dropped in those things. And now you're going to work out in the gym with them, sit on the gym, you know, the gym workout stuff.
I do
sweat.
Have a pair of shorts over the top of them.
They still leak, man.
No.
Yeah, you gotta get those out of there.
No, they really don't. So I'd like to know the text line.
I don't think Bob has fecal matter on his drawer.
I'm not five, right?
No, but you're passing gas. You think it just comes out with roses and petals?
Yeah,
no,
mine
does. You're getting some fink.
I know the dog likes the way it smells, so I mean,
if that's your support, that rests my case.
What the hell was that? I do use dude wipes, so I mean, everything is
the
everything
dog is
clean.
Named after Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that is
so
true. Yeah,
you know,
it is. Yeah, so I mean, Mac, you're on my side on this one,
100%,
right?
Man. Yeah, exactly. If you don't work out, you don't sweat. You're just sitting in a pair of underwear for a few hours,
right?
Yeah, what it didn't get dirty.
Exactly. No, you use
it
the next day. It's a waste of underwear, right?
And what did we say? One of our least favorite daily chores are laundry.
Yeah, nobody wants to do the laundry, but so you double it up, you use it for a day, then you work out in it, and it's completed its task. You got good use out of that pair of drawers.
Smash.
From the 816, yeah, that's disgusting. From the 816, of all people, I wouldn't have had you doing that, Bob. From the 816, you're usually very...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're picky about stuff like that. From the 913, Bob, I'm with Jen and Dustman on this one. Wow. From the 816, Bob, you are freaking disgusting.
Wow.
And then from the 816, Ree Finkel had a clean pair of shorts. What do you know about Ree Finkel? Soccer-style kicker, one hell of a Merrill Brown American, and one nickname was the Mule.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.